This news update's being brought to you by Sure, Better Health, Better Life. Are you sure? And Flannery Auto Mall, located a mile east of downtown Bad Axe, where you have more choices at Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe. Good afternoon. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Servance, and here's a look at your news. A new four-season farmer's market pavilion's under construction in downtown Port Austin at the former high school gymnasium site on Line Street, part of a broader effort to create a year-round community gathering place. Village officials say the open-air structure will feature permanent public restrooms, locker rooms, and storage, and is designed to support the popular Port Austin Farmers Market, as well as other community events throughout the year. Plans also call for an ice rink to be installed beneath the pavilion, beginning in the winter of 2026, expanding local options for outdoor skating and cold weather activities. Niagara Valley Communications has been announced as the lead naming sponsor for the new community ice arena in Huron County, which will be known as Huron Ice Arena. The arena project, two decades in the making, is moving forward with a groundbreaking ceremony set for Thursday, December 18th. The facility will host local hockey, youth programs, open skates, and community events aimed at boosting recreation and local business activity year-round. Huron County Hockey Association President John Vader praised Niagara Valley's donation, making it a major investment in local youth and community growth. Updates on the project and fundraising efforts are available at HuronCountyHockey.com or through the HCHA Facebook page. And Michigan House Republicans on Thursday unveiled their own Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, task force, directly modeled after the federal initiative led by Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy. The 13-member panel, chaired by Representative James DeSana, aims to identify waste, boost accountability, and shrink state government. Among its early ideas, cutting the number of principal state departments from 18 to 12. Unlike its federal counterpart, the Michigan DOGE can only issue recommendations that would require legislative approval, with Democrats currently controlling both the state Senate and the governor's office. Major cuts would need bipartisan support or a Republican sweep in future elections. We believe the path back to prosperity for Michigan runs through a smaller, more efficient state government and returning money to taxpayers, DeSana said. The task force says it will hold public input sessions before presenting formal proposals. And we will be back right after this.
For over 85 years, families across the Thumb have trusted Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe. Because around here, your name and your reputation still matter. Four generations later, we're still doing business the same way. Honest, local, and customer first. Looking for your next ride? Check out our huge Car Bravo inventory. Every Car Bravo vehicle is fully inspected, and many include a 6-month or 6,000-mile bumper-to-bumper limited warranty. Plus, great low-interest financing. We're paying top dollar for trade-ins, too. Bring your vehicle in and find out why people all over the Thumb say you gotta go to Flannery. In service, from oil changes and tires to full diagnostics, our GM factory-trained techs keep your vehicle running like new. In the body shop, from dents to full collision repair, we deliver quality work that lasts, and we replace windshields, too. Sales, service, tires, and bodywork. Everything you need all under one roof. Come see why your neighbors have trusted Flannery Auto Mall for over 85 years. Just 1 mile east of downtown Bad Axe, Flannery Auto Mall, a name built on trust right here in the Thumb.
While shopping downtown Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by Flannery Auto Mall, Buckley Shoes, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection.
And we do have one obituary today. Leroy Howard Schweitzer, age 83, of Sebring, passed away peacefully at Bayview Gardens in Sebring on Saturday, December 13th. Leroy was born January 19th, 1942 in Bad Axe, and he went on to marry Arlene Ruth Nimps on February 5th, 1966. Leroy was a Navy veteran and proudly served from 1960 to 1964. He is survived by his children, Leanne, Eric, and Angela, and his grandchildren. Visitation will be on Thursday, December the 18th at Youngle and Mellendorf Funeral Home from 4 to 8 p.m., and the funeral service will be on Friday, December 19th at Emmanuel Lutheran Church, and visitation will begin at 10 a.m. until time of service. Cremation has taken place, and he will be laid to rest at the Great Lakes National Cemetery in Holly, Michigan. Memorial donations may be given to Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Sebring. A special thank you to the staff at Bayview Gardens and Heartland Hospice, as well as his nurse practitioner from the VA Hospital in Saginaw, Emily Spiker, and his home care nurse, Rocky. You can share your memories at jmfuneralhome.com.
Dr. Liz Milligan is one of the latest additions to our primary care team at Sure Health. A native of Cass City, we're grateful to have her back in the Thumb of Michigan. So Dr. Milligan, just how excited are you to be back home?
I'm so excited. Medical training is like, you're here, and then you're here, and then you're here, and then you're here, and so you're constantly moving. And so one of the things I'm most excited about is just planting some roots and just being here and really starting to build relationships with patients, with staff, and really just feel like I'm getting that foothold in the community and getting to use all of this education and experience that I've had and really be able to just fulfill my dream of being a rural physician.
Make your appointment today with Dr. Liz Milligan at Sure Primary Care Bad Axe. You can learn more about Dr. Liz Milligan by going to sure.org. Sure Health. Better health. Better life. Are you sure?
And we're back with your national and international news. A Connecticut court has disbarred Hunter Biden from practicing law in the state following his federal criminal convictions, with the disciplinary ruling noting that the offenses violated professional conduct rules governing attorneys. A new coalition government headed by businessman Babis has sworn in as the Czech Republic's next administration, with the president formalizing the appointment of the cabinet that includes Babis, allies, and several smaller party partners. And that's been a look at your news brought to you by Sure. Better health, better life, are you sure? As well as Flannery Auto Mall, located a mile east of downtown Bad Axe.
Capture the magical feeling of Christmas with sparkling gifts of jewelry from Mackenzie Jewelers. We have all the newest designs of diamond rings, pendants, and bracelets to surprise her with this Christmas. Warm the hearts of everyone on your list with a little box of love. The smallest gifts make the biggest statements. Make special moments shine bright this season. Give more than a gift. Shop Mackenzie Jewelers today, where there's love and meaning behind every gift.
If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. That's Mackenzie Jewelers in Bad Axe Shopping Center on the north side of Bad Axe.
Mackenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe, helping her eyes sparkle on Christmas morning for over 40 years.
Now open 7 days a week through December 24th.
The north end of Bad Axe is a great place to shop and do business. Some of our fine north end retailers include Ashley Home Store and Mackenzie Jewelers.
And that's been your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes, wishing you all a very Merry Christmas. And from my family here at Thumb Broadcasting, we're wishing you a very blessed holiday season.